Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Beis, Masechet Pesachim, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. The halacha is that a Yisrael, a Zar, may not eat Truma. If he eats Truma B'shagig, inadvertently, he has to repay the Kohen Karen v'chaymish, the value of the truma plus a fifth. A fifth is what we would call 25%. If he eats the truma b'mezid, he only has to pay the value, but there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for a zar who eats truma b'mezid. Says the Mishnah, ha'echel trumas chametz b'pesach b'shagig. If somebody eats truma, which is chametz on Pesach, and he ate it b'shogeg, the halacha is mishalom kerem v'chaymish. He has to pay the kerem v'chaymish. And Rashi explains, although the trumas chametz that he ate really has no value because it's Pesach, says Rashi, the payment that he's paying is not in terms of restitution for eating someone else's food, but it's for a kapara, for doing the aveira of eating truma, and therefore, even though what he ate has no value, he has to pay the keren b'chaymish. However, if he ate it b'mezit, so as Rashi explains, here what he's paying back the kohen is because of restitution, and what he ate has no value. At least this is the pshat that Rashi is quoting now in the Mishnah. We may see different pshatim in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. That's why patur mitashlumim. He doesn't have to pay back the keren. Furthermore, midmei eitzim. If he ate truma, which is tamei, which we have learned, the halach is that truma that's tamei may not be eaten. It has to be burnt. Says the Mishnah that if he ate or used the truma that's tamei b'mezid on Pesach, which is chametz, he will not have to pay the value of the eitzim. Now the Maram Shik asks, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this separate din of the mei eitzim? Isn't it the same as eating truma tahira? So the Maram Shik answers that I would say that perhaps on Truma Tahira, the Isser of Chametz could be effective. We have a klal in Shas that Ein Isser Chal al Isser. One Isser cannot come on top of something which is already Asser, unless the second Isser expands it. So by Truma Tahira, the Isser Chametz could be Chal, because Truma Tahira is also to Yisraelim, mutter to Kahanim, comes along the Issa Chametz, which is not only limited to Yisraelim, it even affects Kahanim, and that's why the Issa Chametz could be Chal on top of the Issa Truma. However, Truma Tameya, which not only Yisraelim may not eat, but even Kahanim may not eat, and therefore I would perhaps say that the Isser Chametz is not Chal on that on top of the Isser Truma, because it's Osir already anyway. And since the Isser Chametz is not Chal, halachically, this is not considered Chametz. And therefore somebody, even B'mezid, uses the Demei Eitzim on Pesach, even though it's Chametz, he should be Chayef. Kamash Mu'an, that's what our Mishnah teaches us, that even Truma Tameya, which is Chametz, is considered Chametz, has no value on Pesach, and therefore he's Potter. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Trumas, Ha'oichel Truma B'shoigig, if somebody eats Truma B'shoigig, Mishalom Keren V'chaymish, he has to pay a Keren V'chaymish, Echra Oichel, whether he eats Truma, Vechra Shoisa, whether he drinks Truma vechresach, or whether he anoints himself with Truma. And it's interesting to note that the Rambam says that the shear for even drinking truma is a kezayis. That even though normally we know the shear of achila is a kezayis, the shear of drinking something is a revius. By truma, even drinking the shear is a kezayis. And the Sfasemis explains that the reason is because since the Torah speaks about the iser of eating truma with the words kiyoichal, when you will eat, the Torah calls it eating, so therefore all of the shiurim of eating truma tameya is always a kezayis. Echet truma tameya, this then applies both by truma which is tamei, vechet truma tahara, or whether the truma that's tahar, mishal mchaymish. He, besides having to have to pay the principal, you have to add a chaymich, which is 20% milgav, which is the way we would call it, it's 25%, the chumsha de chumsha. That means, as we will learn later in today's shir, when someone pays the keren and chaymich, the chaymich is not just paying a 25% cash penalty, he has to designate produce equal to 25% of the principal, and that produce now is also considered truma. And when he eats, if he eats that portion which has been designated as the chaymish and now has been considered truma, if a zar, if Yisrael will eat that, the same halacha will apply, and he has to play a keren v'chaymish if he eats it b'shaykik. Ibailuhu. So the following shaila was asked. Kishuhu mishalim. When somebody eats truma b'shagig and he has to repay the koyim, lefi mida mishalim, how do we evaluate what he ate? Do we go according to the volume of what he consumed, or lefi dom mishalim? Or do we evaluate it according to the value of what he ate? Says the Gemara. If when he ate the produce, he ate a pound of produce of truma which was worth $4, and now this pound of produce only cost $1, says the Gemara, there is no question, he has to pay back the koyin the value as it was at the beginning. He has to give back the coin $4. The Ligar Megazlan, he's no worse than any thief. The Tanan that we know the halacha is, as we learned in a Mishnah, Kol HaGazlonim, Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kshasag Zeila. Any thief has to pay back according to what the item he stole was worth when he stole it. So here too, he took from the coin something that when he took it, it was worth $4. So he certainly has to repay the coin $4. Kita Boilach, what is the shaila that the Gemara is asking? The Mikara Shav Yezuzah. When he actually took it from the coin, it was worth $1. Upsaif, now it's worth Abba. It's worth $4. My, what is the halacha? Do we say Lefi Mida Mishalom? That we go according to the value. Domle, grira ochel. We tell him I ate grira, let's say he ate a pound. Grira mishalm, I'm giving you back a pound. Adilma, lefi dom mishalm, do we go according to the value of what he ate? Bezuza ochel, he ate $1 worth, and bezuza mishalm, he has to pay back $1. There's an interesting machloikis, achroinim, because the halok, we know that truma is worth less than chulin, because truma, law of supply and demand. Chulin, which may be eaten by Yisraelim, there are many more customers for, versus truma, which may be only eaten by a kohen. So the question is, when we evaluate it, do we evaluate it according to the truma value? If we're going to fidomim and we're looking at value, what is the value we look at? Do we look at it as truma value, or do we look at it as chulin value? Which, as we explained, the Tosfos Yontif says we evaluate it as truma, which is cheaper, and other the Mishnah Lamelech says that we evaluate it as chulin, which is more expensive. Now, the Chazon Ish asked the following question. According to the side, to the Shaila that we're learning now, that if at the beginning it was worth $1 and now it's worth $4, do we say that we go lefi mida and we give, if he ate a pound at the beginning, he has to pay back a pound, although what he took was only worth $1 and what he's paying back is worth $4, he still has to give back a pound. It doesn't matter that it went up in value. So ask the Chazon Ish, when he gives now back a pound, which is worth four times as much as what he took, does he give that pound to the Kohen that he took the original pound from, and now the Kohen had makes all that extra value? Or do we say like this, Hitaka took a pound and he has to pay back a pound, but since the pound he took was worth $1 and the pound he's paying back is worth $4, I will say $1 worth of this pound he has to return to the Kohen who he took the truma from, but the other $3 of the pound that he's returning, he could give to any Kohen. The Brisk Rav says, certainly he has to give that extra $3 worth of poundage also to the Kohen from whom he took the truma at the beginning. Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef attempts to answer the Shaila. Toshma, we learned in a Braisa. Ochel Groigers Vashilim Tamarim. If somebody ate dried figs of Truma and he pays the coin with dates, Tavla Bracha. He deserves a Bracha. So now let's analyze this statement. If we say that we look at the volume that he ate, that's why, and that's what he pays back. And figs and dates are more expensive than figs. That's why what he did is very special. The ochel greyer the groigris. He ate a pound of groigris, the shavizuzah, which is only worth $1. The kayov greyer the tamarim, and he's paying back with a pound of tamarim, the shavi arba, which is worth $4. Eli am lufi dam mishalim. But if you tell me that when he pays back, we pay back according to value, a maitav labracha, what's the great thing that he did? Bezuzah ochel. He ate $1 worth, bezuzah mishalim, and he's paying back $1 worth. So what's so special what he did? Answers the Gemara, there is no... So we must see that from here we see that lefi midah mishalim, that he pays back always according to the midah, and that's why what he did is very choshev. Amar Abaye, I'll tell you l'oilam lefi dam mishalim, that the person pays back according to value. But if he came back according to value, then the question is, Amai Tavel HaBracha, what did he do that special? Answers the Gemara, the Ochel Mid the Loi Kofetz Lazvina. Yes, he ate up $1 worth of figs, and he paid back dates. But figs is a Mid the Loi Kofetz Lazvina. It's something that doesn't have that many customers for. The Kamishalim, and he's paying back Mida the Kofetz Lazvina. He's paying back with something that has a lot of value. And that's what the Bracha is for. But we have no proof to the Shaila of Lufi Mida or Lufi Domim Mishalim. So now the Gemara tries to answer the Shaila from our Mishnah. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah. If somebody eats Trumas Chometz on Pesach and Yerib B'Shoigig is the Halacha Mishalim Kerem V'Chomish. Explains the, ask the Gemara. E Am B'Shlom Lufi Midah Mishalim. If we say that when somebody pays back the coin for eating his Truma, we look at the volume that he ate, Shaper. So that's why we could understand our Mishnah. He ate whatever amount of Truma's Chometz and he has to repay it. Eli Am Lufi Dami Mishalim. If you're going to tell me that we evaluate it according to its value, chametz for Pesach by Adamim who? Does chametz and Pesach have any value? So how can he pay back? What's he paying back? There's nothing to pay back. It has no value. Answers the Gemara in. The chametz does have a value because Hamani, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Glili. Dama, as we learned earlier in the week, chametz for Pesach mutar b'hanah. Rabbi Yosef clearly holds the chametz and Pesach is mutter for benefit, so it does have a value, and that's why he could pay it back. Says the Gemara, if that's how you're going to explain the Mishnah, let's continue learning our Mishnah. We're saying that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef clearly that chametz has value. It said in our Mishnah, b'mezid, however, if he ate the chametz b'mezid, part of mitashlim the mezid, he doesn't have to pay. So we learned in the Mishnah, in the Sefer, because we ate chametz, and chametz has no value, so there's nothing to make restitution for. Ask the Gemara, if we're explaining, if we're explaining that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that chametz is mutabano, and therefore it does have a value, so why am I potter at the Shulam Medmeitzu? Why is he potter? It has a value, and he should have to make restitution to the Kayin. Answers the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Nechunim Menakana. The Tan of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, also something we learned earlier in the week. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayoyis Hashem Kippurim Kishabs Tashlumim. So the explanation is as follows. We know that there's a halacha of Kimlei B'drabimnei. Kimlei B'drabimnei tells us that if somebody does Chas V'Sholem an Aveira, for which there are two punishments, we give him the more severe punishment, and he's absolved from the lesser punishment. The classical example is if on Shabbos somebody tore someone else's garment, so he's chayv misa b'day adam for chil Shabbos, for tearing, and he's also chayv tashlumim to repay the person whose garment he tore. Kimlei b'drabimnei tells us he's chayv misa and will be parted from tashlumim. Tells us Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that the din of kimlei b'drabimnei is not only relevant where the two anshim are both anshim that are given by Bezdin, Misa B'day Adam and Tashlumim, but even where one anish is a mis is a anish min Hashemayim, eating Yom Kippur, B'mezid, the Chiyuv is Kares, even then we're going to say Kimlei B'Drabimnei, or be Mechal Yom Kippur for the same amount is Kares, we still say Kimlei B'Drabimnei. Abaya takes this even one step further. Not only by Kares, but even by Misa B'day Shemayim, do we say Kimlei B'Drabimnei. Therefore, in the safe of our Mishnah, when the person ate Truma B'mezid, he's Chayiv Misa B'day Shemayim for eating the Truma, and he's also Chayiv Tashlumim to the Kohen whose Truma he ate, tells us Kimlei B'Drabimnei, we give the most serious einish of Misa B'day Shemayim, and that's why he's parted from Tashlum, even though the Truma does have value, because our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Now, according to the way this explanation of the Mishnah goes, our Mishnah could just as well could have spoken about ordinary Truma. It didn't have to be talking about Truma's Chametz, and tell us that somebody eats Truma B'mezid is parted from Tashlumim, because we say Kimlei B'Drabimnei, since he's going to get Misa B'day Shemayim. The reason the Mishnah speaks about Truma's Chametz, says Rashi, is to teach us the halacha, like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that Chametz on Pesach is considered an item of value, and that's why you could still, and the reason he's part is because of Kimlei B'Drabimnei. Now Rashi also explains that the Mishnah in the Reisha talks about somebody ate chametz on Pesach, b'shogeg, says Rashi, he had to be a shogeg both in the chiyuv chametz and in the chiyuv for truma. For were he to be amazed in either one of those two averis, again we would have a situation of kimlei b'drabimnei. It must be that he's a shogeg in chametz and he's a shogeg in the truma. So there is no situation of misa here, and that's why kimlei b'drabimnei is not relevant. And that's why it's chayiv tashlumin. The Shailos Hatshuvos Oinig Yontif asks that why didn't the Gemara give a different explanation of our Mishnah? The Mishnah could have been speaking about a case that the Kohen is spending Pesach at a distant location from his chametz. And let's explain it this way. We're talking on the last day of Pesach. The Yisrael is in the United States eating truma of the Kohen who's in Europe, which is 6-7 hours later, and for him it's already not Pesach. So therefore the chametz has value, because the chametz is in, because the owner of the chametz, for him it's after Pesach, and therefore it has value. Then that's how we could ask the question when the Gemara says, does chametz have value? Says the Oneg Yontif, the fact that the Gemara did not offer this teretz is a raya, is a proof that when it comes to discussing chametz, we don't follow the location of the owner, but rather we follow the location of the chametz. And since the chametz is here in the United States, and here in the United States it's still Pesach, even though the owner is in Europe where it's no longer Pesach, this item is still considered chametz, which is a very big chiddush. And many achronim, the Har Tzvi, discusses this Shuvas Oneg Yontif, and he says that perhaps, and he quotes a Shalsa Shuvas Chesel Avram, that says that certainly by chametz we don't follow the location of the chametz, rather we follow the location of the owner. But what is he going to do with the proof that the Oneg Yontif just said? So the Har Tzvi explains that in the Issa chametz there are two components. There's one component of Layra L'chasar L'yimotzei Bayra Bayimotzei. There he says it depends on the owner. Since the Torah says lo yirah lecha, it's an issa gavra, and we follow the owner, not the location of the chametz. But in chametz there's also another concept that we've been discussing, and that's the concept of tashbisu, that the chametz itself is aser. That is an issa cheftza, and that we follow the location of the chametz. So in other words, what we're saying is that chametz is the type of isser that combines both types of isurim. It combines an isser cheftza, that we follow the location of the chametz, as the Oneg Yontif just taught us, and it also follows the location of the owner, because the Torah uses the words lo yirah lecha, we follow the owner's location. Says the Gemara that perhaps this shaila, if we go fi domim, or we go lefi mida, is a machlokes tanon. Ketanoi. Ha'oichel trumas chametz v'pesach. It says in a brisa, if somebody eats trumas chametz v'pesach, potem mitashlum edmei etzim. He doesn't have to make restitution to the kohen. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri b'chai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he does. Omelei Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chi ma'ano yesh pa. Why should he have to make restitution? It has no value. Amalai Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to Rabbi Akiva, Amana yesh la loichat truma tameya, and b'shaa kol yimei shoshana. And what's going to be the halacha when somebody eats truma tameya any other time during the year? That the halacha is shemeshalem. But you're not allowed to eat truma tameya. Why should you have to pay? It has no value. Amalai. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, loy. Im amat b'truma tameya b'shaa yimei shoshana. When you're speaking about truma tameya the rest of the year, although it may not be eaten, it has a value because it can be used for fuel. It has no value, it may not be eaten, nor may it be used for fuel. And as the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to respond to Rabbi Akiva on this point, that yes, this has some value, but when you take a food item and you say that it can only be used as fuel, that really means it has no value. Continues Rabbi Akiva, Ha'olamaz adoyma, l'tshumas tusim v'anobim shenetmo, chumas chametz is the same as the truma of berries or grapes that became tamei. That may not be eaten nor be used as fuel, and therefore has no value. So, what is the machloikis? So the Gemara is saying the machloikis is according to Mekiva, we look at value, and he says that chametz has no value, and that's why you taught him a tashlumim. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that chametz, we true, has no value, but we look at its midah. We look at the value, even though what he ate has no value. Continues the Gemara, b'medvam amurim, when is there a discussion if you're chayiv or you're potter when you ate trumas chametz, b'mafresh truma v'chmitza? You first designated this produce as truma, and the designation was fully effective, and then Pesach became, or this truma became chametz. Aval mafresh trumas chametz. If at the beginning when you designated this produce as truma was chametz, the designation was never an effective designation, and the Rakel and Kedusha, therefore everybody will agree it's not truma. Tan Yidach, we learned in another brisa. The Nosmal Kainas HaKadosh, the person says, the apostle says you have to give the Kayan, if you ate truma b'shaygi Kadosh, and you have to add a fifth. Says the brisa, Dova HaRoy Lo Yus Kadosh. As we explained earlier, the produce, when you ate truma and you have to pay back the kohen care of a chaymish, you can't just pay him back money, cash, the value of what you ate. You have to give him back produce at that value, and the chaymish also has to be produce that can become truma. Prat lo eichel trumas chaymish for Pesach. Continues the Brayis that comes to exclude somebody who eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach. Shepata metashlumer d'mei etzim. You don't have to give back, you don't have to make any payment, because what you ate has no value. Divir Rebbe Elazar ben Yankov. Rebbe Elazar chasma b'chayif. Rebbe Elazar says, even if you eat Trumas Chametz, you have to pay back. Amalei Rebbe Elazar ben Yankov, Rebbe Elazar chasma. V'chiman na yesh labo. Why do you have to make any restitution? What you ate has no value. And what is when somebody eats truma tameya the rest of the year? It also has no value, and still he has to pay. Amaloy, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov responds, loy. When you talk about truma tameya the whole year, yes, it may not be eaten. Yes, it may be used for fuel. Time bazu, when you speak about chametz, shein loy bar hetta achila loy hetta asaka. It may not be eaten nor be used as fuel. Amuloy, so Rabbi Elazar Chasma replies to him. Rabbi Elazar Chasma obviously agrees with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and he says, ach bezu, even with trumas chametz, yesh loy bar hetta asaka may be used for fuel and therefore has a value. And Shemroitz a koyin meritz lefnei cowboy, if a koyin wishes he could put trumas chametz in front of his dog, a masika tachas tavshiloi, who could use it for his fuel. For fuel. The Rabbeinu David makes an interesting distinction. He says that trumas tameya and trumas chametz are not exactly identical. Truma tameya may only be used as fuel. Trumas chametz, says the Rabbeinu David, our Gemara is teaching us, may be used not only as fuel, but be given to someone's dog. Now, the Gemara brings its proof that the machloikis, the shaila rather, if we pay back the koyin lefi domim, according to the value of the truma that was eaten, or lefi mida, according to the value of what was eaten, is the machloikis tanoim. Amr Abaye, because Abaye makes a statement. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, all three of these tanoim, kula svirle, they all hold chametz v'pesach osbano. The chametz v'pesach may not have any benefit, and therefore it has no value. Abar pligi, what is the machloikis? As we explained, the Rabbi Kiva sover, Rabbi Kiva says that you don't have to pay the kohen anything if you ate truma chametz, because he says l'fi dam mishalom. We look at the value, and trumas chametz has no value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sover l'fi midah mishalom. Yes, trumas chametz has no value, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Galili. Chametz b'Pesach is osa b'hanah, But we look at the volume. And volume, I ate a pound of the Kohen's Truma. Says the Mapshita. This is obvious that that's the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says the Gemara, no. Madutayma, I might have thought that what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Rabbi Kiva sphere late. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will agree with Rabbi Kiva. That we look at the value of what he ate, not at the volume of what he ate. Aye, if that's the case, why is he chayiv when he ate trumas chametz on Pesach? The reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that someone is chayiv when he eats trumas chametz on Pesach is mishum the sovelak Rabbi Yosef Aglili, because he agrees with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, dom chametz on Pesach mut ba'ano, and therefore it has value, and that's why you're chayiv. But not because I say lefi mida, kamash milan. That's what Abaye is teaching us, that the halacha, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's reasoning is not because he agrees with Rabbi Yosef Galili, not because he holds that chametz and Pesach has value, but rather because he holds that when we evaluate, when the Tzar ate the Kohen's Truma, we look at value. Ask the Mavei Machanami, who tells you that that's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Perhaps Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is taka because he holds like Rabbi Yosef Galili, and he holds lefi domim. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if that was the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Neheder lay Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri should have responded to Rabbi Kiva, Kehech de Mahader lay Rabbi Elazar Chasma l'Elazar ben Yankov, the same way Rabbi Elazar Chasma responded to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. Because in the second machlokes we had on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar Chasma said to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, you're telling me that chametz and Pesach has no value. I'm telling you it does have value. You could give it to your dog. You could give it as a fuel. So he clearly agrees with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that response? It must be because he holds that that response is not true. Because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. He really holds that chametz and Pesach has no value. So if chametz and Pesach has no value, why must restitution be made to the Kohen when you eat his truma? It must be because he holds, as the Abaye tells us, lefi mida mishalom. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, ha'oichel kezayis truma, if somebody eats a kezayis of truma, mishalom keren v'chaymish, he has to pay a keren v'chaymish. Abishol oimer, Abishol says, ad shei b'shav pruta. You're only chayiv for eating truma if the amount you ate is worth a pruta. Explains the Gemara. My time in the Tanakama. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama? I'm a crow. So he explains, because the pasuk says, Vish ki yoichel kodesh b'shkoga. When the Torah speaks about somebody eating truma, the Torah speaks about achila. And we know, throughout Shas, achila b'kezayis. Achila has to be at least a kezayis. V'abashol my tama. Abishol that follows the reasoning that we go after Shava Pruta. So he says, because Amakra, the pasuk says Venosan. So since the pasuk uses the word Venosan, we know Ein Nesina Pachs Mishava Pruta. Shava Pruta is always the shear of Nesina. Vidach Nami, but Abishol, what's he going to say? Haksiv Yoichel. The Torah uses the word Oichel, so which means Kazayas. What's he going to do with that word? Answers the Gemara. Abishol is going to tell me that that pasuk is coming to teach me how who prat l'mazik udasa. It's coming to exclude somebody who damages truma, not eating it, just damaging it. There, the dinim of keren v'chaymish that we've been discussing don't apply. They only apply b'achila when they're eating. V'tanakamok sivanosan. The Tanakam that says that we follow the shir achila of a kazayis, it says the word v'nosan, which seems to indicate that we follow Shava Pruta. And it says the Gemara, as we said earlier, Ahumi Baile, he needs that word to teach us the Dovah Royli is Kodesh, that somebody has to repay the Kayin with something that's fit to become Truma. He can't just give cash to repay the Kayin. He has to give produce, which it itself can become Truma. Now, the Brisker Rav tells us that even according to the Tanakama, that the Chiv goes according to Kezias, even though it has no Shava Pruta, the halacha is that doesn't necessarily mean that that Tana will say Lefi Domim Mishalim, not Lefi Midah. In other words, what the Brisk Rav is saying, that one might have thought that the machloikes between the Tanakam and Abishol, that the Tanakam says we look at a Kezias, and Abishol that says we look at Sheva Pruta, is really the machloikes that we just identified in the previous Gemara, if we go Lefi Midah, or if we go Lefi Domim. That Tanakam that says Kezias holds Lefi Midah, and Abishol that says Pruta goes Lefi Domim. Says the Brisk Rav, these two machloikesin are not necessarily connected, and even the Tanakama, who says that we go according to Kezias, that somebody has to eat a Kezias, that doesn't mean he doesn't hold Lefi Domim, and he pays the Kezias Lefi Domim. That is another Shaila that the Brisk Rav discusses. What's going to be the halacha that he ate the amount that is a Kezias according to the Tanakam is Chayiv, but it's ain't by Shava Pruta? So the Tanakam tells us that he has to pay Kzeris HaKosef, that even though that's not a Shava Pruta, he has to pay. Now, what's going to, whom does he have to pay? Does he have to pay back to the Kohen who he took from? Or perhaps he doesn't have to pay back to that Kohen, because he didn't steal from that Kohen, because from the Kohen he took less than Shava Pruta. When do I have to repay somebody if I took something of value from him? Here, I didn't take anything of value from him. Yes, I have to pay, because the Torah tells us I have to pay, but perhaps I won't have to pay to that Kohen, because that Kohen, I wasn't mafsed him, I didn't make him lose anything of value, because what I took is worth less than a Pruta. So the Brisk Rav says that he certainly has to pay it to that Kohen, even though what he took from him is worth less than a Pruta. The Sefer Imri Bina disagrees, and he says that if you took Truma from a Kohen which had a Kezias and was not worth a Pruta, that according to Tanakam you do have to make payment. You don't necessarily have to make payment to the Kohen you took it from. You could pay it to any Kohen you want. Tosfos asks one more question. Here the Gemara teaches us that the Torah uses the word v'nasan, and whatever the Torah uses the word v'nasan, it means at least a Shava Pruta. Asks Tosfos that the Torah uses this same word v'nasan in the din of giving Truma, that a person is obligated to give Truma. Asks Tosfos, why is there a halacha that midaraisa Chita achas peteres a kri? You could give one kernel, and that with that you will satisfy your obligation to give truma. If the Torah uses the word v'nasan, and we're saying v'nasan always means a minimum of one pruta, so how could you give just one chita, which is not worth a pruta? So the Rishonim answer that in giving truma there are two dinim. There's a din of afrosha, of separating from your produce, truma, and there's a din of nesina, then giving that to a kohen. Chita v'nosan is regarding what you give the kohen. Chita achas peteres a kri is a din in afrosha, and what you separate. And separating, the Torah doesn't require v'nosan. The Torah doesn't require that what you separate be worth at least a pruta, and therefore, even if you separated less than a pruta's value, the halacha will still be chita achas peteres a kri. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, ha'oichel truma pachas mekezayis, if somebody eats truma less than kezayis, mishalim sakaren, he pays the karen, vein mishalim sakhaimish, but he doesn't have to pay the chaimish. Hechidami. Now let's understand what is the Brisa's case. Either less by Shava Pruta, if what he ate isn't worth a Pruta, Karen Namilo Lishalim. He shouldn't even have to pay for the Karen, because what he had is not have any value. V'as by Shava Pruta, if it has a value of a Pruta, so Chaimish Namilo Lishalim, he should have to even pay the Chaimish. Answers the Gemara, Lo'ilin des by Shava Pruta, it has a value of a Shava Pruta. But Filahochi, Kivin the less by Kezias, since it doesn't have a kazayas, mishalom sekeren, he only has to pay the keren, ve'en mishalom sechaimish, but he doesn't have to pay the extra fifth, because you only have to pay the extra fifth if you ate a kazayas. Amru rabbanan kamed rapapa. So rabbanan said before rapapa, hadaloi kabishol. This brisa obviously is not in accordance with abishol. The abishol, then we just learned, ha'omar, then abishol just teach us, kivin shiesh b'shav pruta, once what he ate, the truma that he ate, is worth a pruta, afagav the lespei kazayis, even though it doesn't have a shear of kazayis, he's chayiv. Yet this brisa says that as long as the truma is not have a kazayis, he's not chayiv for the chaymish. Amal Rapapa, so Rapapa told them, afil tamei kabishol. This brisa can go according to Abishol too. Abishol tartibayi. What Abishol really requires is both conditions. He has to have that it should be worth a pruta, and also it should be kazayis. Ask the Gemara, is that the right pshat in Abishol? Or me by Abishol tarti, does Abishol really require both that it should be worth a pruta, and it should have a kazayis? V'otanya we learned in a brisa, Abishol oimer, im yesh b'shav pruta, if the truma that was eaten by the Yisrael is a shav pruta, chayip teshlumim, he's chayip in the keren chaymish. Es ein b'shav pruta, but if it doesn't have the value of pruta, ein chayip teshlumim. It's not chayip with these keren chaymish. Amaloi, so Rabbanim tell Abishol, lo yom b'shav pruta, you're wrong. This shear, shav pruta, was only selling in Mila. Mila, we know, as we said earlier, is if somebody uses hegdish inadvertently. Avla truma, but regarding eating truma, ain't a chayiv at shebe kazayis. The shear is a kazayis. Vim isa, now the rabbanan tell Rapapa that if you are correct in your understanding of Abishol, and Abishol requires both conditions, again, that it should be a shav pruta, and it should have a kazayis, kim shesh by kazayis mebeilei, what they should have said is, that since this truma has the shear of a kazayis, even though it doesn't have the value of pruta, they should be chayiv. That's how they should have objected. Since, instead of saying, to Abishol, that why are you focusing on the Shav Pruta? Since they only spoke about that, it's obvious that the only condition that Abishol requires is Shav Pruta. And that's why they focus on that Shav Pruta when they argue with him. Tiyufta, that's correct. And obviously Rapapa is incorrect in his explanation of Abishol. And according to Abishol, the only factor that counts by Truma is Shava Pruta.